During the webinar hosted by the Jerusalem Post, Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng quoted a number of biblical verses that he said as a Christian made it impossible to be opposed to the State of Israel. He went further, saying that South Africa should be open to looking at its international relations policy broadly on the Middle East crisis and consider playing a bridging role between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Have we cut diplomatic ties with our previous colonizers? Have we embarked on a disinvestment campaign against those that are responsible for untold suffering in South Africa and the continent of Africa? Did Israel take away our land? Did Israel take the mineral wealth of South Africa and of Africa? So we've got to move from a position of principle here. We've got to have a broader perspective and say, we know what it means to suffer and to be made to suffer, but we've always had the spirit of generosity, the spirit of forgiveness, the spirit of building bridges.
Following the comments, Mogoeng indicated that he would not apologize for them, even if 50 million people marched for 10 years for him to do so. The SA-BDS coalition has lauded the JCC's decision. Here's SABDS convener Roshan Dadu.
Well, we felt, as I think has been found in the ruling, that he involved himself in a political controversy or activity, which it is stipulated as Chief Justice he should not be doing. We found particularly that the comments he made were unrelated to discharging his judicial office, which is one of the stipulations in the conduct of how the Chief Justice needs to conduct themselves, and that he denounced government policy on Palestine on the eve of South Africa raising a debate in the UN Security Council. And the debate was in support of the human rights of the Palestinian people.
In a statement, the SACP has urged Mogoeng to comply with the JCC's decision, saying this will assist in restoring public trust and respect for the judiciary. However, the South African Zionist Federation, together with the South African Friends of Israel, believe that the order that Mogoeng apologize and retract his statements must be taken on review. Zionist Federation National Chairperson Rowan Polovin.
The original comments of the Chief Justice were legitimate, fair, and in fact impartial. They gave full credence to both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They were balanced and they expressed support for peace and a peaceful resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian issue. Secondly, it's unfortunate that an anti-Israel pressure group is trying to drive a wedge between peace-loving, biblical, Christian South Africans and the rest of the country and are trying to make this issue into one that is politically controversial.
Polovin says the JCC's decision is part of an institutionalized cancel culture, which sends out a message that those with whom one does not share a belief system with can be targeted. Advocate for civil society organization Africa for Palestine, which was one of the complainants in the case, Ben Winks, explains what is likely to happen going forward.
If within the next 10 days he says, no, I'm going to appeal, then he has the right to do that within a month. And then a three-member panel of the Judicial Conduct Committee will conduct a hearing and will decide whether the original judgment should be upheld or overturned or varied in some way. Now, if he's unsuccessful in the appeal, he must comply with the original order to apologize. If he refuses to comply, that in itself becomes a separate form of misconduct under the Judicial Services Act. And then there will be a complaint again of having committed that form of misconduct, and that is regarded as a more serious offence and potentially an impeachable offence.
There has been no word from the Chief Justice on the matter as yet.